I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama legislature is back in Montgomery working on the general fund budget, but lawmakers are also turning their attention to the scandal that has rocked Governor Robert Bentley's administration. Republican Representative Ed Henry plans to introduce impeachment articles today. The action comes as Bentley admitted that he made inappropriate remarks to his former aide, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. However, Bentley denied suggestions that the two had an affair. Henry says there is no time to waste on impeaching the governor.
Because the real issue is whether or not we, as the legislature, the House primarily right now, believe that Robert Bentley is capable of filling that position and being a credible leader for the state of Alabama. And I'll tell you, my answer is no. I do not believe he is.
Henry says the earliest chance to bring impeachment articles to the floor is next week. Bentley says in a statement on Twitter, the press conference is nothing more than political grandstanding intended to grab headlines and take the focus away from important issues. The Alabama Senate has voted to override Governor Bentley's veto on the general fund budget over Medicaid funding. Senators voted 22-10 today to override Bentley and enact the spending plan against his wishes. The House of Representatives is expected to vote tonight on the veto override. Bentley says the budget does not give adequate funding to the state's Medicaid program. The governor said Medicaid would have to cut services to vulnerable citizens and reduce reimbursement rates to doctors. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says lawmakers were not in the mood to raise taxes or cut education spending to provide more money to Medicaid. The governor had sought an additional $85 million for Medicaid. Active duty and veteran servicemen and women interested in agriculture are getting a helping hand. The USDA is offering workshops to those who are or have served in the military and their spouses. Cassandra Seawright is a public affairs specialist with the USDA Farm Services Agency. She says the program helps because many veterans come from rural backgrounds.
They plan to go back to those rural areas and are looking at a way to support their families when they get out and possibly be their own bosses and still be in public service. So it's a great opportunity for particularly active duty to start a small farming operation.
The workshops will take place today through the 7th in Montgomery with others across the state throughout the summer. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley as well as central and west Alabama tonight with lows between the mid to upper 40s, and mostly clear in Mobile on the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.